91X News.
It's 12 and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Fleming. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a formal apology today in the House of Commons. The apology was issued to the LGBT community after the government's treatment of LGBT government workers and military personnel during the Cold War era.
For state-sponsored systemic oppression and rejection, we are sorry. For suppressing two-spirit Indigenous values and beliefs, we are sorry. For abusing the power of the law and making criminals of citizens, we are sorry.
The federal government also announced $100 million in compensation for those who faced discrimination during what was called a national security purge. Belleville City Council is holding meetings over the next 2 days to discuss and approve the 2018 capital budget. Evan McClelland was on the scene.
I'm at City Hall observing the meeting that started at 9 this morning. So far, some of the interesting things that have been approved are the replacement of a footbridge on Catherine Street that will connect to downtown. They've agreed to design some traffic lights for the north entrance of the Quinty Sports Wellness Center to make it easier to turn left and improve pedestrian safety on Kennington Road. A decision about buying a portable stage for events has been delayed and will be made tomorrow. There are, of course, other things that have been approved, but that's what has stood out so far. The meeting will continue tomorrow. Evan McClelland, QNET News, Belleville.
Lellis College's Child and Youth Care Program is participating in the first ever free blankets program. The idea of this campaign is that no one who is living on the streets will go cold this winter. Alana Pickrell has the story.
The Child and Youth Care Program at Loyalist College is calling on the community for help during the cold months this year. Third-year student Melissa Wyatt heard about the program through the band Never Shout Never and knew that she had to be a part of this movement.
Well, I'm in Child and Youth Care, and I feel that as a CYC, it's our job to be supporting and providing to the people in our community that have less than us or different skills than us or whatever the case may be.
The campaign just recently launched, and Wyatt has begun collecting donations from anyone who has an extra blanket to spare. Her goal is to collect at least 300 blankets from the Quinty region alone. Jody Jenkins has been working on putting a homeless shelter in Belleville and realizes this is a big issue that needs to be addressed all over the country.
Yeah, I think every little bit helps, whether it's a program such as free blankets, whether it's a meal program that helps address the issue in the colder weather.
The program is working closely with youth centers, homeless shelters, and other organizations to arrange drop-offs and find people who would benefit from warm blankets this winter. Alana Pickrell, QNET News, Belleville.
The 401 eastbound between Maitland Drive and Highway 416 near Prescott remains closed, according to a recent update from the OPP. The lane was closed following a multiple vehicle collision late Monday night. Two were killed and four were injured in the collision. No reopen time has been released at this point. Canadian Finance Minister Bill Morneau is challenging conservatives to step outside. Terry Pedwell has more.
Bill Morneau suggests he'll take the conservatives to court if they repeat outside the House of Commons claims about a stock sale that allegedly occurred before he introduced pension legislation.
They will be absolutely hearing how the legal system works from me.
Tory finance critic Pierre Poilievre says a motion introduced by Morneau in 2015 to raise income taxes on the highest earners caused the entire stock market to drop, including the price of Morneau Chappelle shares, 680,000 of which the minister allegedly sold off a week before the announcement. Poilievre made the statement in the Commons, where MPs enjoy immunity from prosecution for libel. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that the number of critical reports about his leadership of the State Department are offensive to him. His comments come amid criticisms that he is intentionally dismantling the State Department for political reasons.
I read these articles that there's this hollowing out. I take offense to that on their behalf, because the people that are serving in those roles are doing extraordinary work.
Tillerson's comments came after the New York Times published scathing remarks from two retired diplomats. The CP Holiday Train is making stops across the country on its 19th annual run. Lori Ann Little has the story.
The spirit of giving arrived in the Quinte region this morning, but this year it arrived by train. The CP Holiday Train made stops in Belleville, Trenton, and Brighton, and the community turned out to be a part of the festivities. Gleaners Food Bank was at the station collecting food and monetary donations. Sarah Kring, Gleaners Food Bank volunteer coordinator, says,
"It's been really, really great. We had four classes from St. Michael's, plus a whole lot of community."
But even if you missed all the fun of the holiday train, donations are still being accepted at the food bank. Lorianne Little, QNET News, Belleville.
North Korea has launched another missile, this time off the coast of South Korea, early Wednesday morning. Alex Stone has more.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff telling South Korean media the missile flew eastward after the launch. The launch happening at a bizarre time as it was very early in the morning. Typically, launches are later in the day. The last North Korean missile launch was on September 15th. There had been some hope negotiations were working and preventing such provocative action.
A U.S. official says the Pentagon is assessing the situation. No further information is available at this time. Two Toronto police officers have pled guilty to misconduct today. The two were recorded mocking a 29-year-old woman with Down syndrome. Defense lawyer Gary Cluley says the officers' decisions should not take away from their apology.
They're grown men, you know. They get to decide these things, you know. I don't think you can draw any conclusions, but it doesn't detract from the sincerity of their apology.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
So I went online to research my symptoms. One website told me I should fly to Belize for experimental treatment. Turns out, I just had a mild headache. I'm Bruce Mackey of Mackey Insurance. When you're sick, go see your doctor. And when you need insurance, speak to a real professional face-to-face. At Mackey Insurance, we'll make sure you're aware of any gaps in your plan. Mackey Insurance, better than the internet at 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
QNET Sports, Loyalist Lancers Angelo Sersonas and Kate Wiggins were named Lancer Athletes of the Week for their outstanding performances. Sersonas is playing for the men's basketball team for his first year, and Wiggins is a five-year Lancer for the women's basketball team. The Trenton Golden Hawks took a 5-4 win over the Burlington Cougars in yesterday's afternoon game. They take on the Coburg Cougars this Friday at 7:30 p.m. Loyalist Lancers women's basketball team hosts the Algonquin Thunder tonight at 6 p.m. The Lancers women's and men's basketball team then face the St. Lawrence Vikings Friday night in Kingston at 6 and 8 p.m. The Belleville Senators are back in action tomorrow night. Belleville will play host to the Laval Rocket at 7 p.m. at Yardmans Arena. The Sens open the season with a pair of losses against the Rockets in Laval. Golf star Tiger Woods is returning to competition this week at the Hero World Challenge, an 18-man field with no cut. It's his first tournament in nearly 10 months and his first time playing since fusion surgery on his back in April. Wood says he's grateful to be back on the course.
I miss playing golf for fun. Go out there and hit and giggle and play for some denominations and have a good time. I hadn't done that in 2 years.
Toronto Mayor John Tory couldn't help gloating a little bit at a rally for the Grey Cup champion Toronto Argonauts today.
Didn't Mayor Nenshi of Calgary look great in that Argo jersey yesterday? I told him to keep it, and we're going to send one to every other CFL mayor in the country, because next year, some mayor in some city is going to be wearing that jersey again.
Tory's comments were in reference to a friendly bet between he and Calgary Mayor Naheed Nenshi. The Argos won the 105th Grey Cup 27-24. Fans at the rally for the Toronto Argonauts today were heard chanting one more year at Argos quarterback Ricky Ray. The 38-year-old Ray is currently undecided about his football future. He is currently set to become a free agent after leading Toronto to its 17th Grey Cup. The Toronto Maple Leafs and Calgary Flames will face off tonight in an all-Canadian matchup in the NHL. Toronto and Calgary sit second and third in their respective divisions headed into tonight's game. The Vancouver Canucks will travel to New York to take on the Islanders, while the Edmonton Oilers will host the Arizona Coyotes to round out Canadian team action. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, clear, increasing cloudiness this evening, then 60% chance of showers late this evening and after midnight, low of +3. At 4:09, it's 12. QNET News on the air on 91X. And online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mike Fleming, QNET News. Next on News on 91X, next at 5.